So coming up on this very important episode of Talking All About Freedom, because this is the Experience Freedom Podcast, and the fact that me being a word girl, me being someone who loves to define words, who wants to explain things, who wants to understand all the things, of course, I came up with an acronym because I love acronyms, because I think that they help to give definition, explanation, or at least context for whatever subject it is recovering. You're listening to the Experience Freedom Podcast. I'm your host, Ajaynay Gaylord, and I endeavor to educate, encourage, and empower women to embrace emotional healing and eradicate the stigma of mental health in the body of Christ. On this episode, we continue our series on freedom, and I offer you my acronym to orient us to what I believe the idea of freedom really is. I like acronyms because it's almost like it defines the word. So you have this catchy phrase that has all the letters that the word includes, but then it also kind of orients you to what we're talking about. That's why I love acronyms.
Yeah.
So I always come up with stuff because it's like, oh, that sticks better. And then it also puts us all on the same page as to what we're defining or what we're explaining or what it is we're talking about.
Yeah. Or at least in this context, right?
Right.
Like story as defined here is,
yeah,
you know, what the acronym is. And there might be other pieces to it, but in this context, we are speaking of it this way.
Yeah.
In this context. Which I think that's really important so that people are on the same understanding, because otherwise I think we're talking across each other, past each other, using the same words, but not meaning the same thing. And therefore the conversation's not as productive because there's that disconnect. So,
So once we kind of started this momentum of getting the podcast recorded. So prior to you joining me, I had all this anxiety and not fear that I could identify, but just hesitation more so than anything, or resistance to starting the process of recording, like sitting with my phone or trying to get on the microphone or sitting just in front of a blank screen, trying to record something and think of something caused me to not have the creative freedom to do so or to come up with what it is I wanted to share, because I was so focused on the worry or the hesitation around just doing it or what could come of it. So that's basically what anxiety actually is. It's all the worries, all the what ifs, like mulling over those things, thinking on those things, being fixated on all the what ifs. That's what anxiety is. So that's really what was fueling the lack of creativity. That's what was fueling the lack of ability to think up what I wanted to say or how I wanted to say it. And that's what kept stopping me from just saying it. So once you became a support to me, that helped me to feel a little less of those thoughts and feelings. So I was able to flow pretty easily when we first got started, like explaining the title, or not the title, but explaining the tagline was free flowing, right? And so I was able to cover those things pretty simply, and your support was helpful to that. Well, now trying to explain the title, the Experience Freedom Podcast, and the acronym for freedom, I'm going through that same process again of the what if, I'm not sure, I don't feel the confidence, and I'm getting that same resistance that I felt when I first started recording. And now I'm beginning to have those same thoughts arise of, I'm not going to say the right thing, or I don't know how to say this. What if I don't share the right story, or what story should I share, or how should I frame this so it sounds right? So right back to that same train of thought that led me into the anxiety in the first place. So coming up on this very important episode of Talking All About Freedom, because this is the Experience Freedom Podcast, and the fact that me being a word girl, me being someone who loves to define words, who wants to explain things, who wants to understand all the things, of course, I came up with an acronym because I love acronyms, because I think that they help to give definition, explanation, or at least context for whatever subject it is recovering. So for the podcast, freedom, and freedom being fully realizing and experiencing every divinely ordained moment stood out to me and became the basis for the show. So fully realizing, that's been something that I've struggled with, that I've had challenges with, that I am just beginning to unfold in my own life and in my own healing journey, is the realization of really where I am and what God is doing and what is happening. I've spent so much of my energy over the course of my life, especially as an adult, trying to overcome the pain or trying to get rid of the pain or trying to avoid the pain, that I'm just now at this stage of my process beginning to realize and understand that the Lord has a bigger message for me than just, let me just receive the healing, because He can heal. He's a miraculous God. He's faithful. He is our healer. And yet I have not experienced what I am looking for as far as physical healing, emotional healing. There are still things that I battle with and struggle with and deal with in relationships and in circumstances and things that I wish to overcome that I feel like, oh, I should be over that already, or I should be healed from that already, and still may be facing. And so the fully realizing, not just having glimpses, not just having a little bit of an awareness or a little bit of a revelation, but fully realizing and experiencing, not just realizing it, but also going through the process of the experience of what is it that I'm supposed to gain? Where am I supposed to grow? What am I supposed to give to those who are around me, whom I'm in relationship with and connection to? So once I've realized it and experienced it, what is it that I'm experiencing is every divinely ordained moment. That means the things that I didn't think were divine that caused me pain, the things that happened to me, that happened around me, the circumstances I may deal with. I don't necessarily look at those things as divine. I look at them as distraction, destruction, devastation, right? So getting to the point of going through that entire process of steps from fully realizing to experiencing, understanding that these are divinely ordained moments, every experience, every encounter, every interaction, these are things that God has orchestrated, that He has providentially allowed to occur in my life. And if I understand that and I fully embrace it and walk in it, then I'm truly free. Then I'm truly experiencing freedom, because I'm no longer bound by what I have internalized or made meaning around what has happened, what I can't see, what I don't understand, what I didn't go through. Like, that is what allows me to walk in that freedom, because I can accept, experience, walk in, trust that these things that are occurring are not to cause me devastation, destruction, or, you know, to destroy me, but these are things that God is using to develop me. So if I encounter something that feels like it's destruction, it's not. It's actually an opportunity for development. If I walk through a season of something that feels difficult, it's not because God is difficult, because truly His character and His word tells us that He's holy and that He's just. If I understand and fully accept that, then I can look at this thing that feels devastating to me and actually be free of what I have decided binds me to that negativity or to the trauma or to the pain, and really embrace it as something that is an opportunity for me to grow and to develop and to be sanctified. And that is a big word that we use in Christendom just to explain us becoming more and more like Christ, letting go of the former man, letting go of things of the past, letting go of ways that don't honor the Lord, but through the sanctification process, becoming more and more like Christ, reflecting Him in the things that we think, say, and do. So just getting to the point of deciding that it's time to do the freedom episode. It's time to record this very important foundational message to the audience about what freedom actually is, caused me to spiral right back to that former thinking of, I'm not good enough. What if nobody listens? What if I don't make any sense? I can't come up with the words. I'm not sure how to explain it. What if I don't give enough context? What if I don't have a good enough story? And not allowing those things to continue to stop me from recording other subjects, it prevented me from being free enough to just share from my heart what I believe the Lord gave me in the title of the show. So freedom to me has always seemed so ominous because I've always felt like I couldn't attain it. Freedom to me, joy, peace. I used to look at people who were super, super cheerful and like, you know, smiley all the time as being fake and phony. Like that was an immediate reaction I had because I'm like, there's no way you can be that happy. You can be that joyful. You can be that smiley all the time and always look at glasses half full and be authentic. Because I'm over here with all this pain and difficulty and frustration, and I'm always feeling some type of way. And what I realize is, no, there are people who actually walk in full, complete joy because they've chosen to live free. It isn't because they don't have things happening to them. It isn't because they're not walking through challenges or difficulty. It's because they've chosen to see it in a way that they can freely experience what it is that is going on, even if they don't like it, in a way that doesn't bind them down to negativity and to the devastation of what's occurring. So the freedom that we can all receive comes from us fully realizing and experiencing every divinely ordained moment. So as we move forward in the podcast and we continue with our episodes and we continue to share from our hearts, be reminded that freedom is a choice. Although sometimes it may feel like you don't have that choice, although it may feel like you are experiencing circumstances that are out of your control, that you didn't do, that someone else did, their choices led to the circumstances that you are now facing. The lie of the enemy is to cause us to believe that because of those things, we're not free. But the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ is that while we were in our sins, Christ died to set us free. And it is for freedom that we've been set free. And that all we have to do is accept it, embrace it, believe it, live in it, experience it, walk in it. And that's what gives us the freedom. Things are going to occur. The unfortunate reality is that, I've said it before, we are in a fallen world. We are in a fallen body, in a fallen condition. But that doesn't mean we're not free. That means those are the consequences of someone else's decision, right? But the choice for Christ to be the one to take that punishment for us, to choose to stand in the gap for us, is what gives us freedom when we believe it. We don't even have to do anything to earn it. All we have to do is believe. We don't have to perform any kind of way to get him to give it to us. He's already given us access if we choose to walk in it, if we choose to accept the work that he did on the cross. So freedom to me looks like accepting what I always chosen to avoid. That's been tough because I've always wanted to avoid being someone who deals with physical illness, who deals with challenging symptoms that arise, and I have to address whatever the new symptom is, and then eventually it goes away. I've always viewed my invisible illness as something that I need to get rid of, that I need to pray away, that just needs to go. And the more that I become healed emotionally, the more I realize, actually, this dis-ease in my body has been a gift. It's actually been something that has been trying, at least, to reveal something more pressing and more in need than just physical healing alone. And because I focus so much on overcoming the symptoms and not feeling the pain and not having the inflammation and not dealing with whatever issues may cause my body to not do the things I would like for it to do, it's actually been a gift that I believe the Lord has been trying to give to me to show that there's something deeper at work, that there's more that he wants than just for me to physically be okay. Because this body is a temporary state of being for me. This body is only going to be with me as long as I am on the earth, but my spirit and soul will live on in eternity. And that's what's more important. And that's what's more pressing. Not that the body's not important, not that the body doesn't help us and we live in it and we function with it in the world. We are connected, but we are a triune being. We are spirit, soul, and body. And I have for so long focused on the body alone, focused on my physical healing alone, focused on what medical thing I can overcome. And I haven't yet made the full connection between my spirit and my soul. Also, expressing some of that dis-ease that the Lord, I believe, desires to heal. So is it more important that I am able to, you know, physically handle my life, or is it more important that I am emotionally free from the bondage and the stain of sin and the stain of the trauma that has been imprinted on me? Is it more important that I get free and heal from the past abuse from my childhood or the past trauma that I've endured? Or is it, you know, just important enough for me to be able to walk around the block without too much pain, right?
There was one point where you were talking about, I think you used the word receiving, and I may have mentioned it to you in just our friendship chat or when I first heard it, but to me, it was a very powerful illustration about receiving from God, kind of in general. But there is a difference between receiving a gift from someone, such as a gift card, mm-hmm. and then actually taking that gift card and spending it at the store and actually, like, getting the benefit of the gift, so to speak, right? Mm-hmm. So we can sometimes receive from God, like, yep, thank you, God. And then it's as if it was like we just took the gift card and put it in our drawer and didn't do anything with it, so to speak. Mm. And there is the word lambano is how I've heard it pronounced. I believe that is probably the Greek or Hebrew word for receive. And so it's this kind of like taking for your own, like actually receiving it, but then also receiving the benefit of it. It's not just like a mental, like, oh yeah, I got that, right? Mm-hmm. It's this kind of deeper thing. And it's not like you even have to try more, right? Like to get a gift card and just put it in your drawer, it's not like you're blowing it off, but it's just like, oh, I'll get around to it or whatever. But I feel that it's a thing where God wants us to enjoy the fullness of it, right? So when you get that gift card, when you actually go spend it, enjoy it, you know, whether it's a restaurant or a store or something, to then have that item and like, wow, this was the full gift. This was it, not just the card that you got. And so even kind of just playing with that as far as an idea, a thought of, am I, and again, not making it about us and getting in our heads and like, oh, am I receiving correctly? Right. Cause mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of times things are in our head. And so I think it's great that you're pointing out the choosing aspect of freedom, and that, yes, our attitude, the perspective we have does make a difference. Mm-hmm. Because yeah, we can always look at things, you know, and people have different temperaments too, right? Some people just happen to be more optimistic than others just by the way that they're born. But the choosing, the agreeing with God, this is what you say. So I agree with that, whether my circumstances are the way I want them to be or not. I think it, you know, boils back down to that relationship with Him. In our physical relationships, it's hard to trust somebody that you don't know. And so it, you know, goes back to trusting God's heart for us, trusting what He's already done for us, trusting that He is our Father, that we are His children. Like all those things, I think, work together to help us to like relax and receive and rest mm-hmm. in the fact that mm-hmm. he's got this, he's got us, you know, whatever we walk through, we're walking through mm-hmm. with him.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting that you said relax, rest, and receive, because I know for myself, that has been very, very challenging and difficult for me. But I'm going to save the rest of the story for our next episode. So be sure to tune in for the next part in our series. But before you go, I'd like to offer the life work for this episode, which is to write down our FREEDOM acronym, fully realizing and experiencing every divinely ordained moment. Write it down. And write out what freedom means to you. Reflect on those words, reflect on the acronym, reflect on the phrase, and come up with your own ideas about how freedom shows up in your life. That's it for this episode. If you have been enjoying listening, please consider sharing and subscribing to the podcast. And until next time, remember, you have been set free to live free, so choose freedom.